Good morning. My name is Felicia Moore. I'm chair of the Committee on Council, and we are expecting other members to be present. And we will try to, we need to wrap the meeting up if possible by noon, if possible, because we have a special call. Council meeting with a briefing at 12:15, so that we're sure that we make it there. So I will continue to move on those items that we can move on or discuss at this point in time until such time as we get a quorum. If we do not get a quorum in the requisite time, or when we finish these items, I don't know what happened to my agenda. Oh, there it is. A requisite time, or before we finish this briefing, then on the items that we don't have to take a vote on, then we will have the Committee on Council meeting at the full council meeting. Okay, y'all, we're conducting a meeting. Thank you. So what I would like to do is start with item F, which are the public comments pertaining to items that are on the agenda. And our speaker is Mr. Ben Howard. And let me turn your mic on. You're ready, Mr. Howard.
Thank you.
You have 2 minutes.
Thank you very much, Madam President and council members who are not here. And greetings to you folks who are watching on Comcast Channel 26 or by or the city's internet, and those who are here in the audience. Ben Howard, Senior Advocate, Public Policy Analyst. Madam Chair, let me start with G2. I just wanted to say that kudos again to Mr. Bill Bozarth for being APAB's representative to Invest Atlanta. So that's 16C5139, which you'll be covering later. And then on page 2, H5, this resolution to sunset boards and commissions, I really think for citizen input, this should go to APAB and the neighborhood planning units. I think they should have some say about which boards should stay and which boards should go. That's just my suggestion. All right.
Anything else? I'll respond to that in a minute.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. So then I-6. Ordinance by committee council responding. Oh. Standing committees. Oh, okay. I'm having a problem with 16-0-1650, and I guess 16-0-1547, J8 and I-6, because it doesn't seem to me we can act on I-6 until we do J8, establish the criteria for the creation of these boards and commissions. So that's just something I'd like for you to take a look at, and that ends my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and I will respond to those as we go along, and we're joined by Councilmember Joyce Shepherd. Just as a way of response on some of the items on the agenda while we're waiting, and I'll wait till 11:30 to see if we have a quorum. If not, I do know we have one appointee that's here to speak to us, so we will take them up before we will adjourn, and we'll have to do it at the full council meeting. But I did say your name. Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't miss that. The boards and commissions, those are fine. We have I-6, which is going to be amended, but is substantially as form, and this is updating our committees, and we'll go through that if in fact we're going to take it up when we take it up at the next meeting. But if you want an advanced copy, I'm sure the staff will be more than happy, Mr. Howard, to get you a copy. Just generally, we're just updating the section. There were several redundant pieces that kind of made the section unnecessarily long. One of the major things, well, I don't know if it's major, as we put anything related to transportation with the Renew Atlanta Bonds, streets, viaducts, et cetera, into Transportation Committee. We've changed the name of Community Development Human Resources to be Community Development Human Services, because Human Services is the office under there that deals with homelessness and that kind of thing, and most of them are services. And when people think of human resources, they typically think of personnel, and that's not what it is. And so you will be able to see those particular changes. We made it clear that there would be a minimum of 4 council members required as a quorum, because our code currently states that 5 to 7 members can be appointed to a committee. So if a president only appointed 5 members, the quorum would be 3. But the public is typically used to seeing 4 of us make a decision. So in that instance, so there's several technical things like that. No major changes, but other than moving some of that transportation thing. Anything else, anybody else think of any other significant changes? I just kind of giving you a general overview, but you'll get the whole piece. And then you asked about the boards and commissions. I think our list is only 3 or 4 of them, and those are no longer meeting, and the original authors were agree with it. Hi, Ms. Smith. Are you on the committee?
No, I...
Which, okay. You want to come up? Okay, and the authors, there's one of them back there, are okay with us sunsetting them. And we will be hopefully sunsetting more of them as we go along. But those are the first ones that we had. And I think I answered your questions. We do have a work session on, and I don't have my notice. I need that notice, the date. But we do have a work session coming up. It's at 4 p.m., hoping that the public can attend, related to transparency. One, the paper that's here that we're going to substitute in the committee for the council expenditures, and the other one for citywide expenditures. And then hopefully we'll be able to move on that. So that's all that we have.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
The work session is on December 8th.
December 8th, 4 p.m. in the council chambers, or is it in here? I think it may be in here.
Yes.
Okay. So if you can make sure I have that notice so I can read it aloud at the council meeting.
I'll make sure you have it.
All right. So we still only have 2 members of the committee. I thought I saw the gentleman who was here for the appointment. It's you. Okay, come on. I thought it was somebody else that was sitting back there, so.
Come in.
Okay, and would you just tell us who you are? We can't take official action now, you know that. But we'll go ahead and hear from you, and so we'll be able to do that at the council meeting.
Sure thing. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Nick Giuliano. I'm a resident of the old 4th Ward. I've lived in Atlanta all my life, born and raised here. It's a pleasure to be nominated to serve on this board, and I appreciate your support today. I spent 3.5 years as an employee of the City of Atlanta, 2 of those here with the City Council, and 1.5 years of that at the Atlanta Airport in a government relations function. So I've been around the city for a while, take public service very seriously, and want to appreciate your consideration for this appointment.
We will certainly do that, and you do take it very seriously, and you work very hard, and we appreciate that. Anything else? Did you like? Okay, thank you. And as soon as we get a quorum, if we get a quorum before in the next 5 minutes, we'll do it here. If not, we'll do it on the council floor. And thank you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We've been joined by Councilmember Mary Norwood. So, Julie, do you have a copy of the... Oh, is this it? Okay. So you have a package like this, colleagues? Uh-huh. So just so the committee is aware of it, before we get to the council meeting, The first one is the amendment form for the standing committees, which is on first read. It'll come back to us for final adoption. We clarify the Renew Atlanta to specify items related to transportation infrastructure in the Committee on Council. We added the Metropolitan River Protection Act to the City of Utilities and the Committee on Zoning. It's currently in zoning, but if you remember at the retreat, Ms. Adrian said there may be some issues related to city utilities. So we put it there, and of course we also understand the president can refer to either committee or both. And we clarified the Renew Atlanta to specify items related to city property funding and arts funding in the Committee on Finance and Executive, because the Cultural Affairs Department is an executive item. Then you see the final draft of the legislation as we went through it in the retreat. The first section of all of them shows you what the current language is, and then if you see after it says is hereby amended, you will see at the actual amendments to what's currently there along with strikeouts, so that you can see the difference, which is why it looks a little long or redundant. But the first iteration is what's in the code, the second is the amendments. And then the next item is the criteria for the creation of boards and commissions. Julia, could you give us an overview of this?
Yes, the changes made to the that are in your packets were one to reorder the entire section to categorize the existing content into four new subsections. Those subsections are purpose and creation, composition and duties, membership, and procedures. Where they can be found, definitions of boards, authorities, commissions, task force, and other bodies were included. This portion is still incomplete and is being further researched and should be finalized by the next committee meeting, council on committee meeting. And the final change was to create a consistency throughout the section, and wherever mentioned, the phrase board, authorities, commissions, and or similar bodies was used.
Did you need to add anything, Madam Clerk? Or I think she
Good morning. I'm Rhonda Dauphin Johnson, Municipal Clerk, and I've been working along with Julia on amending this charter section. I simply wanted to say that I agree with everything she said, and that is the direction we're going with the changes. And we will have those ready for the next meeting. We have not begun to advertise this yet, so we will develop the advertising schedule accordingly.
Is it a charter amendment?
It is a charter amendment, and hopefully we will have the changes provided to the council in advance of the next meeting so that everyone can review it, and then we can move forward with second reading, first adoption, perhaps at the meeting in December, and final adoption at our first meeting in January, because I think it's very important that once we establish these changes, that we pull together the contact persons for each board and each base, and have a work session of sort, not a work, a workshop, so that we can directly provide this information to them and just give them a good understanding and a good area of communication so that we can begin in 2017 working on all of these changes.
Okay, so let's just for the public consumption, because we do want to move on this, can somebody talk about some of the requirements and who's going to be responsible, and so that people understand what we're asking people to do?
In reviewing, there was a, I think this began with the amendment to make individual bases have more information, because we were getting a proliferation of the establishment of new bases, task forces. So we felt that there were some parameters that needed to be included in those as they are established. What we would like to do is, and that includes, there will be a criteria that bylaws be established for certain of these entities, not for a task force. The task force would be temporary in nature, and it would have a definitive purpose and a goal that once it meets that goal, it will end. The others, so we felt that it was important to define the types of bases that we have. So we've come up with language that I think is pretty descriptive. And then what you just mentioned about, like, who the contact, a lot of them, there is no specific known contact person, or it changes quite a bit. So the very last, just before I walked into this meeting, I was still working on some of this, the amendments to this. And one of the things is that it needs to be established that every single base, be it short-term or long-term, have a city department and or individuals designated as the responsible party, even to the extent that those, like, let's say the CIDs, which we know operate independently, but there still should be an identified source within the city that would be the contact person that could provide connectivity to those that operate independently and that we can go to make sure that the requirements are being met. In the current law stands now, there are things that says the chair of the board needs to provide an annual report to the mayor and council. It doesn't give a path of how that's done. It doesn't give a date of annual. So
it doesn't even say what it is we're looking for.
Exactly. So that's what we're seeking to do, is to provide all of those things. And we would like to, once we rewrite this, have the council members look at it and see if there are any additional thoughts or ideas that need to be added to it.
And I understand you want, you had mentioned the timeline. I just want to kind of push back on that just a little bit, even though I know we want to get it done immediately. I think we almost need to have the full document with all the changes you're considering at our next committee on council meeting. We can go through that and make sure that, you know, the public can see.
That's fine. Yes.
And then the first meeting in January, or either we can, in January, then introduce it and start the advertising process, because we want it to be as pretty much
thorough and covering all bases.
Yes, exactly.
I agree, and I think that's very important that the council take an active review of it and assure that everyone is satisfied with the direction that it's going.
Ms. Shepherd.
So we're still tweaking it, is that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I just want to emphasize again what we talked at the retreat, that up under this, if you go to the old ordinance, up under Section 1, A, B, item number G, each board, commission, county, council authority, and similar body may establish such bylaws, rules, and regulations not consistent with this charter. So for me, it's about the bylaws also. I can't emphasize enough that we make sure that if these commissions require for them to have bylaws.
And there is a, which came out of the retreat, if you recall, one of the suggestions that was made was that when these bylaws are written.
Yeah, it was my suggestion.
That right. And so that
the law
that has been written into this, Ms.
Yeah.
Shepherd,
yeah.
That the base would then provide it to the law department for consultation, and the bylaws would ultimately be presented to the council for approval. But
like
the
that.
Law department would have a sign-off on them to make sure that they meet certain criteria. Now, in reviewing the magnitude of the 111 of them that we have, everyone would not have bylaws, because the ones that are like task forces, but it would be required to have a mission statement and certain things that would govern that task force. So, you know, in the place of bylaws, the bylaws would be written for those that are long-standing, continual boards. But that other descriptive mission statement, what the goal is, that would be a part of the short-term ones.
So, and did I hear you just say that if they have bylaws, they will again be looked at the law department and they will actually be presented before the committee of purview also?
It would be your decision how you would like that.
That was my question, mm-hmm. whether or not the bylaws, to me, since boards and commissions are under committee on council, it may be better because other committees have a lot of work. All of the bylaws for boards and commissions come to us to make sure that they're okay.
Yes.
And I think that once the criteria is established for the bylaws, and that is a part of what is laid out here, as well as the additional, I believe that Kristen said that the law department would provide us a template. Once those things are established, I think it probably would flow easier if it was presented to the committee on council.
Yes. Councilmember Moore, we're still determining which...
Introduce yourself.
Oh, hi, this is Julia Pulodindi, staff to Committee on Council. We're still determining which boards and commissions require bylaws. I'm working with the law department now to vet the bylaw template. And also for those that do not require bylaws, I've developed a template mission statement for those boards and commissions to complete. We also do have...
Maybe, and I just want to add, because there may be some areas... For those that don't have bylaws, the mission statement template maybe also needs to have, short of having bylaws, some rules, just to be sure that they understand, you know, you have to, the basic things that people need to understand, because a lot of times they don't get the basic. They've got to, you know, vote for their chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
The part about, you know, if somebody's being disruptive on that board, you know, what is the mechanism? I'm just thinking in advance. Even if it's a task force, you can get somebody on there. Maybe people want to remove them or there's some dispute. You know, I think there's
procedures for
right.
Yes. How they function. Yes.
Right. And that type of thing could be one that would be used for all as the guidelines. And the difference would be each task force would have its own mission statement based on what the definitive result is that they are trying to achieve.
And I think instead of them having to adopt it, we just say these are your rules of engagement,
right.
Period,
mm-hmm.
as a task force.
Right.
Right. And I just want to add to that. I agree with what Ms. Moore is saying. I've learned that actually just by being on the board of Keep Atlanta Beautiful, and I'm glad that we have the law department now who actively start when we're starting a new board, they're actually there with us looking at a lot of stuff with us. And we found that there was a lot of oversights of things that were happening that were, to be honest with you, as we went through them, that were not legally correct. And I won't go into any discussion on it. But it was an eye-opener, you know, not talking about anything, but what I learned from that is that we got to be careful with all these boards and making sure that, you know, if these boards are just out there meeting and we're not looking at them, depending on what happens, it could go out into a lot of different ways that we don't even know what's going on internally and get into some lot of stuff that could come back to hurt us or really a liability issue for the city. So we just need to be very careful about these boards and how we're dealing with them. If these boards are active, really active, and some of them, we say we don't have bylaws for some, but what do we know? What are they doing? And how do we know if it's correct what they're doing? So I just want us to be very careful of that.
Yeah, and I think this legislation is important enough. While we want to get it done as soon as possible, we want to try to get it done as close to right as we can in the beginning. So in the legislation as well, we need to address... Because once it's adopted, anything that's established afterwards is already there. What is the time? I mean, y'all start thinking about what's the time frame, et cetera, for us to get all of the ones that are already established up to
mm-hmm.
whatever the standards are that we have.
Right.
So that needs to be in there. And then the final thing is, and I don't know if it's a part of this legislation or not, but I think that we need some standard information. Like you said, you're going to have them in categories. You know, if you're appointed to a board, a commission, a task force, or whatever, and then list under that, these are the things that will be required of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then get that to the appointee prior to them coming or as they're being appointed, so that people will know in advance, I'm going to be on, I don't know if I'm just making up, APAB president, then I know that I'm required to fill out
right
a financial disclosure or whatever, just so that people know in the different instances what that's going to be required of them. We're going to be required to have a bylaws. We're going to be required to have this. You meet this particular board and commission meets this time. This is the contact. So people have that information in advance.
Mm-hmm. That is part of what we're including in here. One of the other ideas that you brought to mind was that with the reappointment of individuals to a base, one of the existing requirements is that the appointing authority, which would typically be you guys or, you know, the mayor or in some cases organizations that appoint to, such as APAP, one of the requirements that exists right now is that with the appointment reappointment letter, there should be an attendance record. Well, that never happens, really, because
they're not keeping it.
They are either not keeping it or not sending it. And then, you know, so if these things start to happen the way they should, then the board itself would send the attendance record to me, and we would have it on file and
that's
could provide
be
it to you.
In here. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're going to be
the contact for the record keeping.
Okay.
Julia, as we do with, you know, kind of a lot of other functions here, she will be working with the policy. The reason why I'm working very closely with this is because having been the record keeper, I see where the deficiencies exist. So moving forward, we'd like to correct those.
So here's the other thing. This is just a hypothetical. I always like to think out in the future, even if we require all of these things. So that's, you know, what's the carrot? What's the stick? So what happens if they don't provide a bylaws or attendance or whatever it is that we're requiring? I don't know if you all have thought that far as to what would be the effect.
Right. No, that is not something that has been anticipated, but something certainly that's worthy of future discussion by the council in terms of what direction you would like to be put in there.
I'd like you all to put something in there as a placeholder, and we can come up with the policy. I mean, initially my thought would be, if maybe you all can work with this idea or any other idea colleagues have, is that we definitely have to have a certain period of time or deadlines when things are supposed to happen. I guess it would have to probably be someone in the clerk's office, since you're the one receiving the information.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not received in a particular amount of time, then they will get a warning that something isn't there. And then in a certain next period of time, if it hasn't been affected, then maybe the warning should not only go to the chair or whoever is supposed to give it to you, but everybody on the board.
On the board.
So people
right.
don't say they didn't know. And then if it's not done in the next, I'm just saying 30 days or whatever, then we would have to suspend the board or commission or mm-hmm. whatever until such time they're coming into compliance. Something has to happen in order to make people make clear that they...
Right.
Just think about some
right.
ideas.
I agree with that. Now, the one thing that has been inserted into this legislation is, I believe it was Mr. Shook's suggestion leading the discussion at the retreat, that the newly created ones will have a certain period of time to fully establish, to gain a quorum, to bring it into existence. And if that doesn't occur, it'll be dissolved. And then, you know, if its goal is something that's very important to the sponsor or to the city, then it would need to be recreated.
And that's similar to what I'm talking mm-hmm. about, because you got to have some stick to make people to do it. And while we're talking about boards and commissions, just to let people know, I ran into some people with the Women's Commission, and they were not complaining, had a concern that they still had not received all of their appointments. So I don't know if you could just let council members who have vacancies know. I told them one suggestion they may have is to find people in those respective slots and recommend them to the council member.
Mm-hmm.
And then the council member, you know, it make it easier for them. But the
I will. I actually gave an oath of office to a new commission, women's commission member this past week, and a member who had been on for a while but who had never received the oath. A third member who is new. Had an accident that day and could not receive her oath, but I will be giving her the oath within the next few days.
Okay.
At that time, the what they were talking about was, you know, so they have bylaws, and I did mention to them that there's going to be some new requirements coming out. So they did, they do have it on the future of what to look at to make sure that their bylaws exist accordingly. And I think that there are some people, that board has been infused with new people who really want to make an impact. And so they're going to work really hard for that. I don't know if the Mayor's Office of Women's Initiative, if that is still an existing function, but I think that there should be some communication there. So they may be able to assist in that area, or that office could provide them with some ideas.
Thank you. So we're going to now move to the final part, which is the public comment pertaining to work of the committee for 3 minutes. And Mr. Howard is our...
Thank you,
Speaker.
Madam Chair, Ben Howard, and greetings to all the council members here and to you folks who are watching. Madam Chair, this is good news with what's going on with these boards and commissions. You use the phrase rules of engagement, and that's good. We can use that, or we can use what Robert's Rules of Order uses, standing rules.
I was just referring.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, but we do need that if we don't have bylaws. Now, regarding bylaws, there needs to be a process for modification of bylaws, that we need to establish the periodicity for submittal of bylaws, and then we need to have a procedure for tracking changes to the bylaws. And if we're going to be heaping this responsibility upon the law department, I mean, the finance committee may want to have to consider making their wages equivalent to the law departments of other municipalities.
They like that. If we're not already paying well, they've gotten
some. No. When you make the comparison, they are not.
Okay, well.
And we got some bright
sure,
people.
Bring us your data, or bring it to finance executive.
Yes, I'm inspired by the data that they submitted in their last report. So, but I can
public follow. Safety committee.
Yes,
public
ma'am.
Safety legal administration.
Good. Yeah, I will do that. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rules of count. Wait, by the way, when was the retreat?
It was last Thursday.
Okay. APAB didn't know
was
about
it. Was it Thursday? Thursday before last.
How did the word get out about this retreat to the public?
The same way we get out the word about any meeting
okay,
of council.
I'll have to try to backtrack and see what went wrong there.
You dismissed it.
I know. Rules of council. At the last council meeting, well, let me just say this. Two committee on council meetings ago, I asked would there be any documentation that you folks would develop based upon what happened when Black Lives Matter folks came down and created a little excitement down here. And so you kind of indicated that something might come forth, and at the last council meeting there was a one-page document with certain rules, and one of them was no applause except when we give awards. I got to figure out what's the validity, how valid that is. But my problem here is, how does that one pager fit into this 30-page document, which we know as rules of council? I mean, is this a slight...
Well, I mean, it wasn't created differently. It was just pulling out of our current rules and procedures in a succinct form those particular things. The rules of council standards of operation are still the same. And if you remember, a while back, we, for you... And for those who were interested, pulled all those things and developed the document. But, you know, somebody didn't have to read 30 pages to understand when they come to a meeting what the rules of the meeting are.
Okay, good. So when, well, not only, yeah, I will bring this up. APAB, the Atlanta Planning Advisory Board, is having a debate about whether or not they should come to you and ask that you have rules of council available at council meetings. And the debate centers about how many trees have to be killed for this to take place.
And that's why we provided the one pager that deals with what people would most need to know about how they're to conduct themselves and how we conduct ourselves at the council meeting. But the rules of council are available online through our code.
That's good for those that have internet access, and that was part of the debate. How about for those that do not have internet access?
If they do not, they can always go to the clerk's office and request a copy, and the clerk's office can provide them a copy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. We are joined by Councilmember Michael Julian Bond. We have a quorum, so I'd like for us to quickly go through the agenda because we do have the special call meeting coming up. So without objection from the committee, we'll call the meeting to order. I've introduced the members, Ms. Shepherd, myself, Ms. Moore, Ms. Norwood, Mr. Bond. Without objection, we'll adopt the agenda, and I'll entertain a motion on the minutes. Motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, hearing none, those are approved. Now is the adoption of the full council agenda. Okay, there's a motion to approve. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, hearing none, it's approved. We've done the public comment. Could you read them for me, my throat? The communications, just read all of them. Nick Giuliano is in the audience if anybody has questions, but he's already spoken to us. So if you can just read. Okay. Yes, go ahead and start reading.
16C5049, a communication by Mayor Kasim Reed appointing Ms. Evie Hightower to serve as a member of the Civil Service Board for the City of Atlanta in an active position. This appointment is for a term of 3 years to begin upon council confirmation. 16C5139, a communication by Mayor Kasim Reed appointing Mr. Bill Bozarth to serve as a member of the Atlanta Development Authority Board of Directors in the APAB category. This appointment is for a term of 4 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. 16C5140, a communication by Mayor Kasim Reed appointing Mr. Nick Giuliano to serve as a member of the Civil Service Board. This appointment is for a term of 3 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. 16C5141, a communication by Mayor Kasim Reed appointing Mr. Tony Zavilic to serve on the Westside Howell Mill Community Improvement District. This appointment is for a term of 4 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation.
Okay, you've heard those items. Is Mr. Bonney in now? Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to approve all of those confirmations that were read, 1 through 4. You need to hit move. Hit second. Okay, the vote is open now. Everybody vote. All right. Ms. Bond? Okay, the vote's closed. 4 yeas, 0 nays, 0 abstentions. All of those confirmations are accepted. They will move to the full council. And again, Mr. Giuliano, thank you for your willingness to serve. Okay, the next is 8 resolution, and it's 16R4682, resolution by Committee on Council to sunset those boards, commissions, and other groups created by action of the Atlanta City Council because such boards, commissions, and other groups have accomplished the purpose for which they were created and are obsolete. And is it in here in this package, or could you just read for the public's consumption the ones that were sunset?
The ones that will be sunset are the Turner Field Task Force, the Heritage Trail Task Force, and the Commission to Honor the First American Firefighter.
And all of these were established by a council member, and they have all agreed to sunset them, and we'll continue to do this to try to clean up the list. So I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Okay, you got to hit your buttons, please. Okay, the motion has been moved by Mr. Bond, seconded by Ms. Shepherd. We can all vote. Okay, come on. All right. Okay, the vote's closed. 4 yeas, 0 nays, 0 extensions. And that is approved. The next is an ordinance for first reading, but we do have an amendment. The it's 160-1650, an ordinance by Committee on Council amending Chapter 2, Article 2, Division 3, Section 2-131 to 2-135 of the City of Atlanta Code of Ordinances regarding standing and other committees for the purpose of updating standing committee responsibilities and for other purposes. If council members will look at your package and refer to the second page, that is the amendment. Number one, to amend Section 7 to clarify Renew Atlanta to specify items related to transportation infrastructure and Committee of Transportation. Number two, Section 8 and 11, add the Metropolitan River Protection Act to Committee on City Utilities and Committee on Zoning. Number three, Section 10, clarify Renew Atlanta to specify items related to city property funding and arts funding in the Committee of Finance and Executive. I'll entertain a motion on the amendment. Okay, there's a motion and there's a second. And if you hit your buttons, we can open the vote. There's not a move and a second? I thought you... Okay. Tell me, slow down. Okay, it is the amended 4-0-0, and now we'll make a motion to accept to for first read when she opens it and tells me we can do so. I see you need them to say it and then you enter it. Okay, I'm assuming that we were in it. Okay, all right. The vote's open. And the first read has been, well, we're waiting on Mr. Bond. So we'll have a hit it again. Okay, there we go. So now we have now accepted this for first read. The next item under held is 160-1211, an ordinance by Committee on Council amending Section 2-152 of the City of Atlanta Code of Ordinances entitled Council Assistance for the purpose of including language regarding the benefits of additional council assistance employed by members of the Atlanta City Council and for other purposes. The motion for this one is to file. We had this discussion at the retreat. So I will move to file it. If someone would second it, we can keep it moving.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, let's vote. Okay, vote is closed. 4 yeas, 0 nays, 0 abstentions. We have filed that item, and I think that is, don't we got two that we need to substitute and hold. Julia, if you could read those for me, I appreciate it.
Sure.
And the substitutes are in the package. Yes. So we need to bring forth the substitute.
So.
Is there a second?
Second.
Four yeas, zero nays. We have brought the substitute forward. Could you read us the caption for the substitute?
Item is 160-1547, an ordinance by Committee on Council to amend Part 1, Subpart A, Article 3, Chapter 4, Section 3-401 to establish a criteria for the creation of all boards and commissions, to add a new subsection Q, and for other purposes.
And as discussed, it's still a work in progress, but I think we need to make sure the public has where we the most current version that we have now. I'm sure Mr. Howard would appreciate that. So we have now we need a motion to hold. There's a motion to hold. Okay. Mr. Bond moved. Ms. Shepherd second. Four yay, zero nays. We have effectively substitute and held that item. The next item, I'll entertain a motion to bring this. I will make a motion to bring the substitute forward. Okay. Okay, the substitute is now before us with four yeas, zero nays. Ms. Julia, if you can give us the caption.
Yes. Item 15R4504, a resolution by Committee on Council authorizing view-only access to the public of Atlanta City Council financial transactions relating to the Atlanta City Council President and Council Member expense accounts, carry forward accounts, and distribution accounts on the Atlanta City Council website and for other purposes.
Okay, the motion is to hold. Now move, so moved, and there's a second by Mr. Bond. Four yeas, zero nays. That motion to hold is approved. And just again, on December 8th at 4 p.m., we will have a work session on this item and the one that has citywide access for public transparency at 4 p.m. The public is invited and will be heard from at this work session as well. Anything else to come before the body? If not, we stand adjourned. And remember, colleagues, that we have a 12:15. Is it 12:15? So it is noon now, so we need to go to the council chambers. Thank you. We are adjourned.